Second reading for this morning comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. If you haven't heard it already or figured it out from the dates and our presence here on stage, today is Back to School Sunday here at Highland Park United Methodist Church. It's a very meaningful Sunday for myself personally because tomorrow I, along with thousands of other students, will return to classes right here on SMU's campus just to our north. So if you're looking for me tomorrow evening, between the hours of 6:30 and 9:30, you'll find me in my Old Testament class, one of two night classes I'm taking this semester. And my other two classes happen to be at 9:30 and at 9 in the morning. So prayers are welcome and coffee will be needed. But on a serious note, I really do love this time of year. Katie and I were talking recently, and I commented that this is really when I make my New Year's resolutions. It's a time where the world sort of feels like it's restarting, renewing, like it's getting going again after it's taken a short break. And these days, I more or less enjoy school. I mean, obviously, I like what I'm studying, but I also enjoy just the challenge and the rigor of doing academic work. But it wasn't always that way for me. See, in junior high, throughout high school, I was really a pretty lazy student. I made A's and B's, but more because I learned how to work the system than because I actually tried too hard at my work. I would do the bare minimum to get by, just enough to make the grades that I needed. I never studied. I never cracked a textbook. I rarely took notes, and if I took them, I never looked at them again. And I really didn't do much, if any, of my reading. I did exactly what I needed to do in order to get by, and this might make my mom a little sad to hear. As you might imagine, these habits from high school carried over into college. My freshman year, first semester at SMU, I finished with a 2.5 GPA. My second, that number grew to a resounding 2.8. Katie will tell you that my grades were thanks to me being too busy and new to college. I took on a lot freshman year. I joined band. I rushed a fraternity. I got really involved with our student ministry on campus. I was pretty busy, but to be honest, my poor grades were really not the result of my busyness or my newness to college. They were the result of these poor habits. I didn't know how to study. I didn't know how to research for a long paper. I didn't know how to be an attentive student in class. Now, of course, I had already known also that I was going to be pursuing more education. I felt my call into ministry in the United Methodist Church my senior year of high school is when I really said yes to that call. And so I knew that I would be going to graduate school after my undergrad. And I would be pursuing a master's degree once I was finished with my education at SMU. But friends, after that terrible freshman year, I really began to question myself and my call. Should I pursue more education? Am I capable of doing this work that's laid out in front of me? Now, in May of 2018, I did graduate from SMU with my Bachelor of Arts in Religious Studies with distinction and with a 3.7 GPA, so really pretty good. I don't really remember some sort of moment where everything turned around for me in my academic work. Instead, looking back, I realized it was a lot of little things. a lot of little shifts in my habits, a lot of small changes in disciplines, which eventually added up to the point where now, after 28 credit hours of seminary, I'm really proud to have a 3.9, my highest GPA I've ever had in my life. My only blemish is an A minus I got this past semester from United Methodist History. Funny, right? What I've come to realize is this: I may not have been fully equipped going into college to do all the work which was laid out in front of me. In fact, I'll go ahead and say it, I really wasn't ready at all. Freshman year at SMU hit me like a truck full of bricks. I knew I was called to ministry in the United Methodist Church. I knew I was called to preach and teach in a church which would require me to have a master's degree to do so. But in 2014, 2015, I wasn't really ready to do all of that. But as the saying goes, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So today, on Back to School Sunday, we find ourselves at a sort of starting point. Not only does school start tomorrow, but next Sunday, September 1st, will be Susan Robb's first official Sunday as pastor of this community. Susan Stanton and myself are all very excited for this new season, for what it will bring for this worship service, for what it will bring for the Cox Chapel community, and for everything that we can look forward to in the next year. We've been doing a lot of planning this summer. It's getting really exciting to see it all finally get started. And just as we find ourselves at a starting point, our scripture today represents the starting point for Jeremiah's story. See, Jeremiah is one of the major prophets of the Old Testament. He lived and worked during the final decades of the kingdom of southern Judah, and he predicted and witnessed the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonian Empire. He preached against idolatry and injustice on the part of the Israelites and their leaders, accusing the latter of being corrupt, completely abandoning the teachings of the Torah. Today's scripture, however, doesn't mention any of those things. It isn't a final recounting of the deeds of this prophet or a scorecard reminding us of all the work that Jeremiah did. Our scripture today is Jeremiah's starting point, his call story. See, the fun thing about reading and exploring the call stories that are peppered throughout scripture is that they give us a way to explore our own call as modern-day Christians seeking to do God's will in this world. We did this a few weeks ago, if you were here, with Jonah's call at the beginning of his story. But today I want to look at something in Jeremiah's call story I think we can all relate to. See, God comes to Jeremiah and says this beautiful piece. He says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you." It's this poetic and compelling thing for God to say to Jeremiah, "Before you were formed, I knew who you were." It's hopeful, it's encouraging. But Jeremiah's response? "Ah, not me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm really just too young. I've got no business doing any of this prophet stuff. Maybe sometime down the road. Don't you have someone who could fill in for me as prophet until I grow into the position?" Jeremiah's response to this call from God is timidity. Really, it's fear. Fear that he is not up to the task, fear that he won't be able to do the things that God wants him to do, and fear that he really will mess something up. And let's be honest here, friends, this is probably our response too. When God looks at us and tells us, "I've got something big for you to do, I've got something incredible for you to do, you, yes, you are going to change the world." When God calls us, so often our first response is timidity, it's fear. It's a response of, "I'm not cut out for this. That's above my pay grade. God, I'm not equipped to take on this mountain." At the end of my spring semester in 2015, I was saying the same sort of things. I had just finished my freshman year with below a 3 GPA, which meant I would lose my scholarship for my sophomore year. And again, I knew I was called to ministry. I had even begun to feel a call to more academic work beyond a master's degree. But at that point, I was really thinking that path wasn't for me. I wasn't sure what I would do, but I was beginning to reconsider what God was calling me to. Now, a lot of stories that start like that usually have this moment of clicking, where everything all of a sudden makes sense. The protagonist has a moment of clarity, and all of a sudden it becomes incredibly clear exactly what they need to do, how they need to do it, when they need to do it, and everything just fits into place like a railroad track the rest of the way to the end. I don't have that. I don't remember a moment where school started making sense, I suddenly learned to write a good paper or how to budget my time, if I ever learned how to budget my time. What I do remember is this: deciding that I had to trust God and that God doesn't call the equipped but equips the called. Now, luckily for me, I worked at Glen Lake Church Camp that summer in Glen Rose, Texas, and I felt empowered during that work and my call to ministry and the gifts I had for it. I knew that I was called to something greater than myself and trusted that God would equip me to do that thing. All I had to do was put myself in a place to be equipped. In school, I put myself in that place by recommitting myself to my studies and making these small changes to the way I lived and worked, which would eventually add up. God equipped me to do that work, which was laid out ahead of me at SMU and here at Perkins. All I had to do was put myself in a place to be equipped. See, when Jeremiah tells God that he isn't ready, he isn't equipped, God tells him, "Don't worry, you're going to do incredible things. And I am going to be by your side every step of the way. You may not feel equipped now, but I'm going to equip you to do amazing work." As Christians, we're called to do some pretty extraordinary, daunting, maybe even scary things. Jesus calls us to lift up the broken, to heal the sick, to care for the poor, to rescue the oppressed, to free the captive, to speak truth to power in all places. And all of these things are daunting and scary tasks, and yet they are the gospel call on the life of every single Christian. And honestly, I don't know about you all, but I often don't feel equipped to do those sorts of things. I don't feel ready to do what Jesus calls me to do, yet it's the call of the gospel. I don't feel ready to really care for the poor or to heal the sick or to lift up the broken. I don't feel equipped to enter those situations. I'm not equipped to enter those situations. Can you hear yourself saying that? I know I can. So what do we do? What do we do in order to follow Christ's call on our lives? What do we do when we don't feel equipped to do this kingdom work, when all we want to respond to God with is fear because we just aren't ready for that? What do we do? We put ourselves in places where we can be equipped. See, God equips everyone to do kingdom work. We just need to be in a place where we can be equipped. This can look like a lot of different things. Maybe it's changing habits in your life, things that need to go, or adding some habits. One habit I can't recommend enough that I'm sure everyone has heard a million times is finding some time each day to spend in scripture and prayer. Believe me, I know this has been said a million times over, and honestly, probably all thinking, can't we hear something new today? But over the course of my life, there have been times where I've been really good at this habit and times I've been really bad at this habit. And the times that I've been really good at keeping up with my scripture reading and being in prayer are times that I felt much more equipped to do this kingdom work. So if you don't already do this in your life, I encourage you this week, each day, to take 15 minutes, just 15 minutes, read scripture for 5. If you need help deciding what to read, send me an email, I'll get you a reading plan. Meditate on that scripture for 5 minutes. Let it sit on your soul. Let it ruminate in your heart. And then pray for 5. Pray for the day that is coming or the day that is past, the people that you've met or will meet, will work with, or walk alongside. Seriously, I don't think I can say enough how much a daily scripture and prayer habit can and will change your life. But on the other hand, maybe you already knew that. Maybe you already have these great habits of scripture and prayer. The next best thing that we can do is put ourselves in a place to be equipped by God is to get involved in community. To join a small group, find a Sunday school class, or just make the commitment to come to worship more often. When John Wesley, the founder of the United Methodist Church, felt God calling him to do incredible work, he started by creating small groups. Small groups in which members were expected to uphold good habits of scripture reading and prayer. So this week, I want to encourage all of us to spend 15 minutes a day in scripture and in prayer so we can start building these personal habits. But I also want to present a challenge to us today. For the next school year, 9 months or so, make a commitment to be in worship every Sunday. Of course, sometimes we'll be out of town, there will be something that comes up, but really try to make this commitment to be here every Sunday morning. Low impact, easy to keep, and a habit that I know will radically change your life. These habits and small changes are the things which put us into places, both physically and spiritually, where we can be equipped by God, because God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. But you can't be equipped if you aren't making yourself ready for it. And friends, as Christians, again, we're called to do some pretty daunting and incredible things. We're called to live lives which you may not feel equipped to live. And making these small changes, these little things, will put us into places where we can be equipped by God to do this kingdom work. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, God said to Jeremiah. Do not be timid, for I am with you to equip you for my work which I want you to do, God says to us. This call of Christ is ours to follow, with God walking with us every step of the way, equipping us, making us ready for whatever God is calling us and asking us to do. All we need to do is put ourselves in a place to be equipped. Amen.